I think astronomy is one science that need never apologize for being a pure science. It appeals so directly to the best part of ourselves. That of course neglects the fact that just like fundamental biology, astronomy has had a wealth of spin-off effects of the hugest practical significance. Well, now, to come to the particularities, Australian astronomy and astronomy. I simply want you to know that Australian astronomy has two characteristics which I think are very important. The first is that it is world-renowned and of very high quality. That's certainly been the case since World War II. I can't speak about 1924 when Mount Stromlo was formed, but I do know that ever since World War II, Australian astronomy has been very highly regarded on the international scene. The second characteristic is perhaps not so obvious, but these characters have learned to work together in a unique way. I had the good fortune, maybe it's a year or so ago now, to launch a 15-year vision for Australian astronomy that had been commissioned by the Australian Research Council, and it was actually a report by the Australian Academy of Science National Committee for Astronomy. And that really meant that the 100 or so top astronomers of the nation got together, sorted out their priorities, and came up with a vision that somehow, and I don't know how you did it, rationalized the very different priorities of radio astronomy and optical astronomy, the many, many sub-branches of each of those two things, and came up with a blueprint, and particularly a priority order for what Australia should do and on what Australia should expend its funds. I found that enormously impressive. I thought it would be very difficult to do in biology where the specialist claims are so very intense. So I think for that, Jeremy, the Australian Academy of Science values you and is much in your debt for creating a vision for the future of Australian astronomy. Well, now we are about to launch something that will make this wonderful science accessible to the Australian public in an entirely new way. It's the Stromlo Exploratory. We're launching tonight the fundraising campaign, and Jeremy will fill you in on all the details. Let me just say that we're off to a marvellous start. You'll hear from Jeremy about how this science, this cosmic science, which has taken another leap forward of an enormous nature with the Hubble telescope, which has now produced this extraordinary situation of the possibility of life on the inside of Mars, which unifies so many branches of science, all the way from mathematics and particle physics, right up to cosmology and evolutionary astronomy and evolutionary biology.